I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Tricia Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Monday. And on Mondays, our show is called Helping People. You can find me at 104.5 FM, 930 AM, or KKXX.net. Live streaming on the line and available on podcast to re-listen to the show. My name is Jessica Wilkerson. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number, IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can learn more about me, Joe Taylor, or me, Jessica Darling, my colleague Joe Taylor, or any of my other colleagues at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. All right, so today, I wanted to talk to you about parenting our kids in the summer. And I came up with this idea because in the summer, I lose about half of my children clients. And I actually like that. I actually like it when they take a little bit of a summer holiday from coming into counseling. And mostly and mainly when the reason has to do with family. So we're going on a family trip. We're going on family vacations. The little one is going to go see grandma for a few weeks and then we're going on a family trip to her cousins. And that's just so good for them. Yes. Yes. Let's take a counseling holiday. Let her go and explore and have family time because those bonds are so important. And so to the families out there who don't have a lot of family, I'm one of them. My family moved away, and I grew up without a lot of family. So there's not a lot of those trips to go see cousins and grandma. That just isn't how it was for my kiddo growing up when I was raising him. And but I still maintain the family position because, for me, I would take him on little trips, either with my friends who also had children and spouses and or not, or just little trips, the two of us, because we are a family, and that is bonding. So a little weekend getaway over to the coast for an overnight camping trip, or a day trip up to Burney Falls. I'm from Reading, so that's a pretty quick little jaunt. I don't know about here in Chico. So doing all of those things that are family-oriented, that are specifically bonding-oriented. And I want to talk about this because I see a trend also happening with my other little clients, depending on which set we're talking about, and not even necessarily the ones that are still in summer sessions. Those folks are going and doing things on the weekends, so their kids are available to come in for sessions during the week. So it works out just great. I've noticed that when summer comes, it is less present as a parent to be aware of the needs of our children. Because when it's the school year, they have a ton of homework. They have all of these little extra assignments. They've got the extracurricular activities after school. They have the things they want to talk about. When I was on recess, Jimmy said this and Joey said that, and that hurt my feelings. If you can get your kids to talk, like, yay you. And especially little boys don't ever want to open up about that kind of stuff to their parents. But that's the wonderful thing about having people in their lives who are not family members. adults who are non-family members, like coaches, music instructors, club leaders, because things that kids won't tell their parents, they will tell those adults. And when they're trusted adults to give guidance, then you have a good team around your kiddo to help lead them into adulthood and get them through some of the tougher parts of childhood. But when it's the summer, we kind of take a back seat to all of that. So we don't have all of the activities and obligations pressing on us from the school year. And what a relief that is. It's nice. Summertime is not just to give kids a break. It's to give parents a break and the teachers, too. So that there's just a little bit of recuperation. Everyone needs it. But also, sometimes parents end up taking a back seat on being as acutely aware of what is going on for their kids as they are in the summer or in the winter months. And I want to talk about that a little bit because it's the kids still need it. They still need our attention. And by the time we get off work and we come home, for us, it's been the same old routine, just like every day of every week. We come home, we make dinner, we spend time with the kids, we do whatever chores we have to do, we go to bed, and it's the same old stuff. But for the kids, their day looks a lot different, and they're not getting the kind of attention that they got before, whether it's good attention or bad attention.
It seems like every day I'm asked about vitamin D in the sun. The main question being, how much sunlight do I need to expose myself to get an adequate level of vitamin D? So my answer is simply, use your head. 5 or 10 minutes in the sun is more than sufficient to create enough vitamin D to maintain good health. Maybe staying out in the sun all afternoon to get your vitamin D isn't the smartest thing in the world. It might not be a bad idea to talk to your primary care provider about getting a test to see how much vitamin D you have circulating in your body. That could tell them whether or not you might need supplementation orally, which is the American Academy of Dermatology's recommended way to supplement vitamin D. So while the professionals work out exactly how much vitamin D we need in our system, use common sense, protect if you need to, and consult your primary care physician if you think you might be deficient in vitamin D. I'm Dr. Paul Sabin, and that's the skin you're in.
If you have skin care questions, make an appointment today with Dr. Paul Sabin of North Valley Dermatology. Call Dr. Paul Sabin today at 342-3686. Again, that's 342-3686.
Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
Sometimes insurance can be a confusing business. I can't stress enough the importance of having a single professional insurance agent to help make sense of all your personal and business insurance policies. You don't want to get caught without the right coverage. For all your insurance needs, trust Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. Call 891-7900 for a free consultation and a policy review. 891-7900 for Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, Helping People. And I want to remind you that while this is a 30-minute show, and I am a psychotherapist, it is not considered a substitute for therapy. If any of the things that we're talking about trigger you and you think, oh, I need to explore that deeper in myself, then I want to encourage you to find somebody in your area who is qualified and credentialed to help you with that. Just go on your website. I really like the Psychology Today website for finding people. They all have a little bio and their specialty, what insurance they accept, etc. And whenever somebody asks me for a referral for someone in a different town, I often go to psychologytoday.com and look at some stuff and say, well, I don't know these people, but they seem like they would be qualified for the topic that you're talking about. I feel like I can trust it. Okay, so today, oh, I have to tell you guys, I forgot I'm live. Our show today is live because I usually pre-record, but I have had house guests for 3 weeks. And so the station manager here was kind enough to run some reruns for me so I could just try to kind of enjoy that slash get through it. And so I came in today to record live because I haven't had a chance to pre-record. And I picked a fine time to give up caffeine, you guys. This last segment, I've just been kind of doop-de-doop, just getting through it, thinking, oh, I'm going to erase that and record that over. That's not an option. Of all of the days today, that is not an option. All right. So we'll pick up where we left off. Also, still caffeine-free. I'm definitely going through the cognitive withdrawals of the inability to process my thoughts as well. So just bear with me a little bit. I'm a little bit slower on the uptake. By next week, I will be fully hydrated with water and my synapses will be fully functioning. Okay, so we're talking about engaging with our kids over the summer and the importance of it. So your kids might be in a summer camp or like a daycare situation, or they might be kind of junior high age and you're letting them try out staying home. I know when my son was around junior high age, it was this awkward amount of age where he was kind of too old for all of the summer camps that I used to put him in, but he was, you know, 11 or 12, is still kind of young to be home for 9 hours while I'm at work. So I rested on the fact that he would sleep in, because that was always his MO. And then I'd come home on my lunch break every day and spend my lunch with him. And then I'd go leave again because I could justify 4 hours, you know, 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and then race home. And knowing that he was only up for 2 hours before I got up, I got home to have lunch with him. So I want to talk to you about the little guys and even your junior high age kids, because things aren't pressing. We're not on their bottoms. We're not nagging them to get all their stuff done. It's a break. But we all, most of us are working and we're somehow trying to make ends meet and pay our bills and raise our kids and enjoy our lives. But a lot of that gives the kids a lot of free time and a lot of downtime. Or they're at summer camp and they come home and they want to talk about it and explore and process it. But we're still in the same mode. Just got off work, need some time to decompress, need to cook the dinner, need to clean up after the dinner. So the kids still have all of this time without our attention. And that's okay. They need to learn they can't have our attention all the time. But they do need it. And they need it a little bit more in the summer than they do in the winter. Because in the winter, they're getting the attention via helping them with their homework. And then they're also getting some fun time attention. But they still need the fun time attention and then again more fun time attention. And so it's easy to let that go. It's easy to let them watch TV, play on their tablet, text their friends. All that is getting younger and younger and younger. And a lot of the shows on YouTube right now look like they're children's shows, and they'll have the popular children's TV characters that you can trust, except they're copyright infringement, and they're actually perverted or sadistic. And so I've had a lot of friends talk to me about what's going on with their kids, as well as a lot of kids coming in telling me about the videos they watched. And then I go and have a conversation with the parents about that. Okay, we have a commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more on positive ways to engage your kids and how to talk about what they might be witnessing on YouTube and how to tell if it's really the real character or not. Okay, this is Jessica Wilkerson. Please stay tuned.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now is Helping People. And I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, over licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can learn more about me, Joe Taylor, or any of my other therapist friends at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. Also, today's show is evidence of why we need to break caffeine addiction, because I cannot get the words from my brain into my mouth correctly. Let's just use it as, there by the grace of God go I, for all of you who wants to be on the radio live while they have no coffee in them all day, when they're used to having lots of coffee all day. Okay, so today we're talking about engaging with our kids over the summer. And so before we left, I was telling you how there are some videos on YouTube, a lot of videos on YouTube, a lot of them. And they look like your children's favorite shows, shows that you have vetted. You have sat down with these kids. You've watched the shows. You've talked to your friends. You might like them. They're just cute little, like Peppa Pig, or I know that's one of them. There's several other ones where you know that this is a good quality program, except these people are sinister. They don't care about copyright infringement. They're not worried about that. Good luck trying to find them. And they put sexual scenes in there. They put sadistic scenes in there. Or there's some where it's like it's just about a little girl. And you start watching the little YouTube video and the little girl, and it's normal for the first, 5 or 6 minutes. And parents don't watch for more than that. And then they start hurting the little girl, giving her shots, tickling her until she potties herself. Like things that bad people watch. Things that you don't want your children to watch, or they're trying to obtain viewers who would otherwise go to jail for watching those things. And it's all to get money. Every time you click one of those videos, they get a percentage. They get so many pennies. And when you get millions of clicks, you get hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so they're capitalizing on that. They're capitalizing on the fact that children will turn it on for the little pig. They're capitalizing on the fact that the people with a more sinister set of viewing pleasures will click on it. They're capitalizing on all of these different things, and it's not good for our kids, and it's not good for our families. And when we're so busy and we're at work all day and we come home and we're tired and we feel like we've put a good value system in our kids and they won't watch that stuff, they might have still watched it on accident. And so they might still need to talk about it to somebody. And thankfully, the kids that are in my practice, you know, they have me to come and talk to if they don't feel, if they feel weird talking to their parents about it. But not everybody has that, right? And so talking to them about, oh, well, what shows did you watch today? What happened in the show? And show, you have, this is the hard part sometimes. You have to show genuine interest in the plot. Because when you show genuine interest in the plot, they will, they'll get farther deeper into the plot. And then they'll say, and then there was a little girl and someone had her on her knee and they started giving her shots. And then they'll go into all of that stuff. And they would, if you would have tuned out in the beginning, you wouldn't, they would, they see you tune out. They won't even get to that part of the storyline. But when you are fully engaged in their storyline, as mundane as it might be, and as hard as it can be sometimes after a long day at work, you finally, you will have the opportunity to find out what exactly is it that they've been watching. Because they might think it's okay because it has their favorite character and mommy and daddy already like that character. So that must be okay. Even though you have taught them over and over and over and over that it's not. You know, kids, they're still learning. They're still growing. They're not fully logical. So we might think something is logical, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's realistic or that's what's really happening. And so engaging in them. The other thing that happens when you do that is the child has a great sense of self-esteem. Wow, my parent loves it when I tell them the story about these shows. And these shows make me happy. Therefore, my parent is excited that I'm excited. That makes me important. And all you did is have to sit through 15 minutes of rambling. And I know that can be really hard sometimes. It can be hard a lot of the times. But it is so important to their little hearts. And it's so important to know what's going on, what's going inside them, what's going inside their mind, and how is that shaping who they are? Are they watching these shows that are full of like insolence and disobedience? And there's a laugh track. And so, ugh, Disney shows, when my son was growing up, he's 18 now, those drove me nuts. All the kids were so insolent, and the laugh track made it seem like insolence is funny. Do that. We just didn't watch it. Disney was not allowed. Isn't that weird? No Disney allowed. Okay, next week we're going to talk about teenagers, engaging with your teens. So please stay tuned for next week. And I'll see you then. Have a blessed and try to week and try to stay cool. It's going to be hot out there.